Welcome back, everyone. This is Jess Mahane in China, continuing with our free online Pranic People Pranic Living training. Silent stillness. There is so much to hear and gain in silent stillness. When we come into that deep peace, when we are anchored in that, such a gift for ourselves and such a gift for our world to be stabilized, feeling whole, feeling complete. Before we go on, I want to talk about the heart of compassion. We spoke earlier on many things, including motivation. When I was a child growing up, I was in a frequency spectrum already that made me reject certain things that my mother thought was right for me. I was born a natural vegetarian. I couldn't accept the vibration that meat carried. I came from a shaman background, from time spent as monk and more, honoring the way of love, honoring the path of compassion. I won't talk too much about that, but I talked a lot of it in one of the 7 books I've written on this subject called Breatharian Pathways that some of you may enjoy reading. It's a small book, but it talks about the memories I have and the motivation of how I got involved in this and the original involvement to go public with this is about compassion. Every second, a child dies of hunger-related diseases, and I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother. I don't understand that. A planet is said to be in kindergarten mentality when we don't make the children of our world our number one priority. If this is true, if we can be nourished in this way, then that means we have greater freedom of choice. We can channel from this higher pranic consciousness a redistribution of the world's resources to take care of basic human rights. So we offer this free online series from the Embassy of Peace, because we know that when people lose their human hungers, they naturally become more compassionate. We come into consciousness where we realize we are one people with the ability, if we want, to live together in harmony on one planet. But we are also not just global citizens, we are universal citizens as well. We begin to understand that there are what we call the unified realms, and that pranic living and pranic consciousness is about unity. It's about coming into physical, emotional, mental, unity within ourselves. It's about living in harmony within ourselves. And many people on the pranic path are not in harmony yet, because they may go for periods of time of not taking physical food, and then they eat a little, and then they binge, and they eat and eat and eat as if there's no tomorrow. They open the fridge and they eat everything, and things they wouldn't have eaten for a long time, they find themselves indulging in. And this is just a sign that your emotional body is not yet in harmony with your intention to be pranically fed. And this happens even when your prana percentage physically is 100%. Your emotional body may be saying, you're pushing me too far, too fast, too quickly for what I'm ready for. So this whole journey is about unity, harmony, and compassion. Compassion for self and compassion for others. When I was a young vegetarian and I made that choice, even though my mother resisted, I looked at it from a point of view that animals were my friends, and I just couldn't see the need to be involved in the slaughter of animals on any level. So I had a lot of different realities running, as many people do now in this world. They want to live more in harmony with Mother Earth. And when I was a vegetarian, people would say to me things like, well, do you know that research has been done that shows that plants respond to music, that plants have emotion, that carrots scream when you bite them, and all sorts of things that have an element of truth in them when you do the research. And one of the things I love about pranic consciousness and pranic living is we're not involved in the killing of anything. It's great. I love this. But of course, some people, if you share this with them, will go, what? You're crazy. We have animals. That's what they're there for. And that's okay. They're just in that pattern of energy. And the pattern we are moving into is more about living in unity with Mother Earth. Just imagine that we are a nourishing presence for Gaia, that we are a cosmic transmission station for pure love to flow through, that we are so deep in this essence ocean that as it transmits its waves of love and its rays of light through our body of light, and we'll talk about our bodies of light later, but as it transmits this energy through us, the cells will feed. Imagine a cell. When I see them, it's like circular. They have these little filaments or hairs almost within them. Prana is like wind flowing through a tunnel. So as the prana flows through, as waves of love, rays of light carried in this way, the cells feed. They take what they need directly from this flow. Then this energy flows out from us as waves and rays, and it feeds the fields around us. So as we walk on planet Earth, we become a nourishing presence for Mother Earth and for all who are magnetized into our field. You will find you are naturally living in paradise on Earth, because what you are transmitting means that you attract like frequencies back to you. People who are pure-hearted, people who are compassionate, you will find the veils of illusion disappear, and you will be with people who are in deep unity consciousness. Deeper we go into the heart of compassion, the deeper we go into true harmony within ourselves and with all life, the more we find ourselves living in zones of reality that reflect that consciousness back to us. The benefits of living in pranic consciousness, in true unity for ourselves and our planet, are so magnificent that this reality will never go away. But our job is to be living examples of love in motion, of peace in motion, of grace in motion, of harmony, of unity.